In this video, we'll take a look at using the Link API to build custom communication clients. The Link API is one of the core building blocks of the Link 2010 SDK. Allows you to work very closely with the Link 2010 object model. One of the key classes that you'll be working with is the Link Client class. This represents a running instance of the Link client, and you can initialize that by calling the static getClient method of the Link Client class. You can also check the status of the running Link client, for example, to see whether or not the client is signed in. You can also subscribe to events, such as changes in the state of the Link client, if it goes from signed in to signed out. Another useful class is the Self class. This represents the current user who signed into Link. You can use the functionality in the Self class to publish that user's presence or availability, publish a personal note, access the contact associated with that user, and even wire up events on that contact, such as contact information changed, which you can use to check for changes in the presence of that contact. And to set this up, on your instance of the Link Client class, just refer to the Self property. Conversation Manager class was going to be used to handle conversations in your applications. You can use it to start IM or audio conversations, add a modality to a conversation, for example, to escalate it to audio and IM from IM only. You can even use it to respond to conversation invitations, put conversations on hold, park and retrieve a conversation, access missed conversations, and conversation history. And to set up an instance of the Conversation Manager class, I simply need to access the Conversation Manager property of your instance of the Link Client class. And the Contact Manager class is used to work with the current user's contacts and groups. You can use it to search for contacts, query their presence, discover the modalities they support, set up any privacy relationships with those contacts, and even wire up events on contacts and groups. For example, group added, or within a group, contact added. To set up an instance of Contact Manager, again, simply use the Contact Manager property of the instance of the Link Client class. Let's switch over to Visual Studio and show an example of a Link Events Logger that uses the Link API to subscribe to the various events that happen when you're running the Link client. In this application, we'll use the various classes in the Link API to log events that happen in response to day-to-day interaction with the Link client, for example, starting a conversation, changing your presence, etc. First thing we need to do, though, is get a handle to the running instance of the Link client. We'll need this for a few things, to check the state of the client, to programmatically sign the user in, and also to create some objects that will help us out later. So we'll just call the getClient static method of the Link client class. And next is, if the user is not signed in, and we can see that by checking the state of the Link client, we'll programmatically sign them in. And we do that by calling the beginSignIn method of the Link client instance, specifying null here for the credentials because we'll use the identity of the user that's running the application. After the signIn callback executes, let's jump in there. We'll check if the asynchronous operation is completed and call endSignIn to complete the signIn process. Here's a great place to set up application logic, initialize other classes that you'll use throughout the application. For example, I'll create an instance of Conversation Manager, an instance of Contact Manager, and an instance of Self. I can access all these via the properties off the Link Client instance. Let's set up some event handlers for events that we expect to occur as we're using this application. So if a conversation's added, a conversation's removed, if the user who's logged in, if their contact information changes, if a group is added or removed. And then within each group, let's set up some event handlers for the contacts inside the group. So if the group has a contact added or removed, these event handlers will fire. We'd like to subscribe to the presence of contacts in a group. So what we'll do is create a subscription. Off the contact manager, we call the create subscription method. These are the contact information types, or really the attributes that we're interested in subscribing in. We'll specify a contact subscription refresh rate of low, because we're not interested in receiving these updates way too often, and pass in the contact information type. and add the subscription to the list of subscriptions. And for each contact in the group, we're interested in subscribing to their presence. So we'll wire up the contact information changed event for the individual contacts in the groups. Let's demonstrate how to use the Self class to publish a personal note. Simple pattern here. You create a list of key value pairs of publishable contact information and their values. And to that, we add a publishable contact information type. In this case, it's a personal note. And we'll get the value out of a text box in our WPF application. And then we'll call the begin publish contact information method of the self class instance and pass in the contact information and execute the asynchronous callback here. We can also get the availability of the current user. So through the self object, access the contact and then get the contact information, call the get contact information method and specify the contact information type that you'd like to get the value of. We can also change the status or change the user's presence from the application. It's going to be a similar pattern to how we publish the personal note. We'll create that list of key value pairs of publishable contact information and their values, add to it availability, and then we have a combo box here that has various presence values. And same thing we'll do is call begin publish contact information to publish this. Let's save this. Compile. Go ahead and run the application. Before we start the application, let me sign out of the link client. You know that the application checks the status of the link client and will sign the user in. So you can see the connection status being changed from signed out to signing in and then signing in to signed in. We also subscribe to presence for people in our contact group. We know that Sean's status is set to available. Go ahead and change that to busy. You can see that we received a presence event for Sean because we're subscribed to his availability. Set that back to available. If I start a conversation with Sean, you can see that the conversation added event is raised and the conversation participant event is also raised. If we switch back over here and exit from the conversation, go back to the application, you see that the conversation removed event is changed. The application also displays my current status and the status of my connection. I can set myself to busy. You can see that the status is updated here and an event is raised for changes in my presence. I can set a personal note and you can see that that event, my contact information changed event is also raised and the application can see that. Let me clear that out. I can also do that same thing from inside my application. So set a presence note or a personal note from inside the application. And you can see that it's reflected in the link client. Go ahead and clear that here. And also I can update my status from inside the application. Set myself to do not disturb. See my status updated here, and you can see it updated in the link client. And finally, if I sign out, you'll see everything getting cleaned up, the events getting raised, that my status is changing. So this is a really great example of the various objects and classes available to you in the Link API so that you can interact with events that happen as you're using the Link client, such as subscribing to the presence of contacts, conversations starting, publishing presence events, and reacting to them.